is KAYTFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Therefore, the law is holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. But because of sinful man's nature, the law could not deliver man from sin.
Yes, sir. All right, Yeah.
Romans 3:20 states, therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified or made right in the sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
Yeah.
By the law is the knowledge of sin. What do you mean? Anytime you mess up, it's under that law.
Yeah.
And there is no forgiveness under the law. Something has to die in order for your sins to be purged and forgiven. So Jesus came and suffered, and blood had to be shed. They did pierce him in his side. Some, they did put crown of thorns on his head. Some blood had to be shed. Blood is the life of men, because without the blood, I can't live. Because what God put in me, he put a heart in me, and my heart is the center of my emotion. So that blood that comes from my heart goes through every blood vessel in my body that allow me to continue to live. And then God put the ruach, the breath of life, so that my lungs could receive it, so that I could keep on living. But one day, when God get ready for me to exhale, that's death. When one day the Lord want me and you to come home, what God put in us, the love that he put in us, the ruach, the breath that he put in us, has to go back to where it came from. The love of God that's in you and I has to exhale, and when you exhale, it goes back to the power and presence of our Lord God. So when you leave this earth, you exhale, and that breath goes, that spirit goes right back to God the Father. He breathed the breath in Adam, and man became a living soul. And for it and us to return back to our maker, our creator, we have to exhale, push it out, and it ascend back to the giver, which is God the Father Almighty. The phrase, we shall not perish. The word perish means the final destiny. What is your final destiny? When you have accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, your destiny, your ticket has been punched. When you have received the Lord as your blessed Savior, your destiny has been punched. Because Jesus did it all. All to him we owe. Sin left the crimson stain, but he, Jesus, washed it white as snow. And because of that, our destiny is eternal with God forever. Amen. I share with you, we will either live eternally with him or eternally separated from him. Life eternal is in the Lord. Eternal life is a new quality of life which a believer has.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
The Lord will give us eternal life. Mm-hmm. And that's why Jesus said, a new commandment I give you.
Yes.
Love one another as I have loved you. And now that love, that agape love, sits at God the Father, at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And now we know where the love is.
Yes, sir.
Doors of the church open. Give me falling in love.
we sit alongside God. My brothers and my sisters, God is saying, I'm coming, and I'm coming soon. I'm coming for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And if you believe in that man who came over 40 and two generations, who demonstrated his eternal love for you and I, as he suffered and died for the sins and the transgressions of all mankind, you are saved. And what the enemy does not want you to dare believe is your eternal salvation has already been purchased. It's already done. It's already over. I used to ask the question, how does God know how many will make it in? Because he has already seen it, and he has already made preparation and plan for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sin came with a mighty roar. But what the enemy did not know is that God had a masterful plan. That angel...